What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. I've been a truck driver for 10 years. This is my program. I make this program to help drivers, new drivers, old drivers. Congratulations to my boy Trucker Brown for the second time. He's getting his truck. It's going to be next year. I want y'all to subscribe on YouTube to Brother Trucker Brown. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's everywhere. Okay? So, here's the thing. I've been driving for 10 years, and what I do on this show is talk about trucking. Today is like a news story that I'm going to talk about. So here's the title of this news story, which is one of the reasons you might want to listen to this one. It's a pretty good one. Let me bring it up here. All right. First up, 2,000 truck drivers might lose their CDLs thanks to invalid testing. Let me say that again. 2,000 truck drivers might lose their CDL due to invalid testing. They have to January 19th to get their road test or their overall testing redone. I think it's just road test. I don't know if it's the paper tests, but possibly could be. But bottom line is they got to get it all done by January 19th or they will lose their license. So here's the thing. They went to a school. Back in, around 2012 is when this guy started, or whoever this was, because this has been revoked from today, drivers at who went to this school that was doing shady things, all the way back to 2012. I'm not going to go deep into what this guy was doing, because that's all worthless. Bottom line is, this guy wasn't giving proper tests. And this is something I've seen before. You know, I warn guys that hookups don't work. All right. Don't take hookups, especially not in trucking. And also warn guys about that cheap school. You know, if a company is not charging the correct amount for school, this does not apply to every single company. But we're just hedging our bets when we think about avoiding situations like this. So one way to do that is to go to a school that's paying a reasonable amount. One way not to do it, believe it or not, is the accredited school thing that I'm sure many of you are thinking about, or go to a company school. Sorry, Swift Transportation a while ago had a similar issue, and Swift is a huge, huge company. If you want to avoid this, the first thing you got to do is pay attention to what's going on at the school you go to. I did a book, and you can go on truckdriverbooks.com, and I talk about how to go to a school and analyze what the hell is going on there. Okay, so let's get back to the subject here. So bottom line is these people have to January 19th to get their road test, or they will lose their license. It's possible paper test and that, but bottom line, they got to get all the testing done by January 19th. I think it's just their road test, or they will lose their license. This is 2,000 drivers from 2015 all the way back to 2012. This was at a school in Florida. I'm not going to go through the complete detail because it's really pointless, because they should have contacted you by letter if your license was revoked. All right. So, and it's also pretty, if you don't know now and you're learning on a podcast, you ain't paying good attention. So you definitely need to be paying better attention. And it says the Florida Department of Highway Safety did send it out. But pretty much the guy pled guilty, and he's going to do tons of years probably and pay big fines in prison. But I'm just saying, this is what happens when you go to a hookup school. Now, I don't know if this guy was super cheap or not, but to me, that's irrelevant. Like, when you're choosing a trucking school, you want to put your odds in your favor. You know, it's like buying a car. If me and you looking at a 2012 Cadillac, and it's 2012, one guy's selling the Cadillac, he says he's going to sell his, let's say we're looking at two of them, he's going to sell his Cadillac for $300. The other guy says he's going to sell his Cadillac for $8,000. Right? Now, we ain't going to talk about miles and everything, but if I had to go with who's possibly telling me the truth, that this is a reasonably good car, I'm going with the guy with $8,000, because he's probably telling me the truth. The guy with the $300 is definitely lying to me. Now, is it possible that maybe he's in a divorce and it's a legitimate hookup? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, that stuff happens all the time, right? Yeah, but is that a smart move? Is that putting the odds in your favor? No. That's always what I talk about, putting the odds in your favor. So when you're choosing a trucking school, first, Google. See if this trucking school has any lawsuits. Avoid training school lawsuits, because the DOT, FMCSA, this guy got hit by the FBI. All these guys, all these organizations will revoke your license because they work with the states. I'm not finna do this like an alphabet soup. I'm not finna go through all that. But it's all these organizations, the FMCSA, DOT, your local DMV, everybody will revoke your license. And even if you had nothing to do with it. So that's why choosing the school, putting odds in your favor, is so important. Okay? Because they're going back from, this is 2015, they're going back to 2012. 2012 to 2000. Some of these guys have been driving for 3 years, and they now just found out their license is revoked? That's crazy. They probably can't even remember that guy's name that took the test, you know? And basically, anybody in 2000 who graduated from 2011, they got away. It's like, you know, so anyway, but hedge your bets. Make sure the school doesn't have any lawsuits. Don't go with that. You know, don't worry about whether it's accredited or with a big company. They have lawsuits too. Okay, they screw up too. You got to do your research. Don't trust anybody. Don't even trust me. Trust your research. All right. I'm just saying, and research is a Google search, talking to drivers in the school, right? Going, looking around the school, listening to hear the word, I got a hookup, or girl, let me tell you, girl, you get Jimmy over in the corner, girl, get a little grease on your lips, girl. Woo, he'll give you your license, girl. You hear that? You need to get the hell away from there. No hookups, no prostitution, none of that stuff. That stuff will cost you your license. This is 2,000 drivers that have basically been told you got to January 19th to get your DMV test and all your paperwork and stuff done correctly, or you will lose your license, your ability to earn an income and feed your family and your children. Okay? So, oh, this is in Florida again. You should have been contacted. If you feel that this might be you, please call the DMV, because this is, again, me telling you why you trusting a dude you don't know on a podcast. All right? This is a legitimate story. I believe it. Right? Because this has definitely happened before. This happened to Jay. For those who don't know, the Jay-Z of truck vlogging. Right? Jay Canal. Jay had a situation where this happened to him, and he had a certain amount of time to get his license because he went to a janky school. This can happen to anybody, and his school was connected to a company that no longer exists. Okay, these things can happen. You just got to handle them when they do. Always check on your license. You know, as simple as, you know, every once in a while call and check the DMV, make sure everything is good. But the best way to start at the beginning is to make sure you're not hearing about hookups. Make sure people are doing things properly. Make sure it's got a reasonable price. All right. And make sure that you're not seeing any sexual harassment, because that can get you hit too. And try to remember, there is no past on this. Okay. Because once this happens, the states, the cities, all the alphabet soup guys, they're going to be in this school, this company's ass for a decade or maybe half a decade, at least 5 years after the fact, because they got a bust out of it. You know what I mean? That cops are just like any other organization. And I understand they want to make sure people are properly trained. Plus, you got terrorism issues. You know what I mean? Semi-trucks, a dangerous weapon, you know? But it's just real. You know, you got to think about these things. So anyway, guys. truckdriver101.com. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm going to end it here because it's already almost 10 minutes, me saying that little part. But if you are looking for a school right now, do simple research and really think about what's going on at the school. That is so... The one you guys always ask me, what school do I recommend? I don't recommend any school because things can change. This could have been a bad group of trainers and a bad owner. That could have been three people, two people, one person that can cause this type of drama at any school in America, at any truck driving school in America. So there's no point in me, because people get hired all the time, that can bring this drama to a school. bring this drama to your license. So you have got to do the best you can to protect yourself. And that's one of the reasons I don't, you know, recommend a school, because that's you not trusting research and putting the odds in your favor. Another thing, I got a $25 a week challenge to save money. So when emergencies like this happen, you're not ass out. Okay? Save some money. All right? Maybe you don't like me saying this, ass out, but save some money. All right? This is one of those situations where if you're putting away $25 a week and you got a grand in the bank, you know, you have to take off some time and find somebody willing to test you, because I guarantee you these guys right now who are calling these schools, a lot of them are getting sold bullshit, being told, oh, you ought to come and take our refresher course, or, you know, a bunch of other bullshit. I wish DOT would just give guys tests. Like, just, you know, say, hey, if you had a scale, have the person at the scale give them tests. And you give that $125 to that DOT officer. Like, why can't you do that? Like, I never understand how the states and stuff work. It just seems so stupid. It's like, you can't shut this scale down for a little bit, run me around on a freeway, because that's all a test is, really. It's like 20 miles one way, 20 miles the other way, and boom, drop the police officer off and give him the $125. Why not? You know? But anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Hopefully that helps you. Put the odds in your favor. Trust your research. Don't trust me. That's why I don't recommend schools. You need to trust your research. Do your research. Put the odds in your favor. Save some money just in case some troubles happen. TruckDriver101.com.